office and wanted us to sign it, to see what we were going to do about it. I was carrying, she was put. She said, what you going to do? She said, I can't. She said, I just can't sign that. That's my job. I said, well, I don't think there's anything else you can do. The government has a say-so, and what you and I want ain't going to change it. They've done got this all mapped out, and they just asking our cooperation. I said, I'm going to sign it. I'd had about all the mail carrying I wanted with the road that I didn't put up with.
I see.
I put my car on. When I started in 4-3, I had a touring Ford, a 29 Ford. You see how old it would have been. It would have been 14 years old in 43, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on that mail route. And I carried it to 47 with that same car.
Is that right?
But I wore it out and wore it down to a frazzle, and I was in the ditch about as much as I was in the road with it, you see. I had tractors pull me out lots of times, you see. But I stayed with it. In the time of it, I got in a car and took my 15-year-old boy and went to mass in a boat. 41 Ford. It didn't have but about 14,000 miles. You see, they quit making cars then for the public, and you couldn't buy a new one at all, and I couldn't buy nothing. The reason I run that old car like I did, I couldn't find nothing else, you see.
Mm-hmm.
No better than it was. They didn't have 25,000 or 30,000 miles on when I started with it. I took care of it, and it's a pretty good car. But I wore it to a frazzle on them roads, you see.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I keep chains on it, I could climb a fine sapling with it, you see.
Right.
Just keeping the chains on, that was the biggest thing, you see. And out of the ditch, if I got in the ditch, I couldn't get out.
How about, did you have a lot of flat tires?
Oh yes, had lots of flat. You'd have flat, you had to have air in it. You'd been all the time, you see. You'd blow out, I'd blow them out lots of time in the mud and water, and have to get out and change them, you see. Always try to leave home with a spare that is all ready to run, or sometimes I'd tear them both up, you see, and have to fix, stop and fix, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked for cooperation, said it was the government's business, and I wrote us a nice letter about that, and I talked to Mr. Mann. Of course, it just lost her job, you might say. You're doing away with it, you see. Well, she held on a while longer after that, but then the route had her half her salary, you see. By her having that route, she had so much more mail that she got even more money. It just cut her down a whole lot. But she finally lost the whole thing. They might have done away with the whole post office. But
did she lose a pension?
No, she gets a pension. Yeah. She got long enough to pay the pension, and so did I. And I carried it 20-some-odd years substitute. Well, they didn't take any pay out of my substitute pay for the carrier's pension, annuity check, you see. Didn't have anything to do on that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me, the postmaster in Ackerman and a mail carrier from Chester, and this mail carrier from Chester here says you won't get a thing out of it unless they won't pay your money back for them 4 years you've been a regular carrier. Says you'll have to take a good many years before you can qualify and draw your annuity check. I said, well, if that's all, they took out $500 or $600, I reckon, them 3-4 years I was on there, and I didn't bother nothing about it, and thought that their business to notify me. They'd always told me when it's time to do something and not to do it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I let it run on from the fall of 43 till the spring of, from the fall of 47 till the spring of 48, I guess it was, 46. I come off in 47, yeah, spring of 48. So I sat down one day and wrote them and told them that I was off. I'd dropped my bond and kept up my bond, ready for a settlement. If I had anything coming, I was ready to accept it. If I didn't have, I was ready to, if I owed him anything, I was ready for a settlement. I don't want to talk about it. So they wrote me back after so long time. He said, well, yours is a very particular case. We'll have to investigate and see what's coming. But I said, anybody that's been in the service as much as 15 years is entitled to annuity. But we don't know how much. We've got to figure it all out. And he says, we've got to know when you went on, how old you was when you went on, and how old you were, how long you carried, and how old you was when you come off. Also about your military service and all that kind of stuff. And don't write us. We can notify you and get all that figured out. So finally I got a letter one day and said, you're entitled to annuity, but it's going to be reduced on account of you not being